End-of-life care at home is a growing area of veterinary medicine. In Vermont, there are a handful of vets who will provide at-home euthanasia for pets, but only two have practices that focus primarily on end-of-life care. Dr. Erica Bruner of Berlin is one of them. Producer Erica Heilman spent a day talking with Dr. Bruner and accompanied her on a house call in Johnson.
Dr. Bruner was in general practice for 16 years, but for the last seven, she's been focused on end-of-life care, making house calls to euthanize pets. She meets people and their pets in their homes, in fields, in barns, wherever they want to be. It's intensely intimate, delicate work, and she says it's all about love.
It's really sad and hard, of course, and there's a lot of guilt in there. You know, on one side, there's guilt because sometimes people feel like maybe they've waited too long. Sometimes people feel guilty because they worry that maybe they haven't waited long enough. There's this sort of illusion that we have that we could actually figure out the perfect moment and that we could time this perfectly. Many times we don't have a specific diagnosis. Many times, especially with older animals, people don't want to put them through the process of testing and diagnosis, and yet they often feel guilty because maybe they should be wanting to do that. People feel bad for having limitations in terms of their ability to care for somebody or to pay for the care of somebody. And we sort of end up leaving it to the people to say, oh, well, I don't want that. But I have not ever seen anyone make a euthanasia decision without really deeply considering it. And the fundamental important thing that I think everyone cares about is the quality of life and comfort of the pet.
We've got a better day today because we've been having treats all day.
Uh-huh.
We usually don't get it.
Yeah.
But she is not happy anymore.
Mike Patch invited us in and introduced us to Kona, a 13-and-a-half-year-old yellow lab. Along the wall were handmade dog beds with a view of the driveway. He described this place as Kona's hangout. Mike pointed out paintings of all his dogs, past and present. Jessica, Enzo, Kona.
Want to get up on your bed? I'll get you a chair, make it easier for you, ma'am.
So the first thing is I want them to know that their decision is okay. And I also want them to know that, like, what's going to happen and how it's going to happen, what they can expect, that they know that it's going to go as peacefully as it can go.
So the injection that I'm going to give her first is the sedation injection. Mm-hmm. It's going to go in the muscle in her leg. It may sting a bit when I give it to her, but we're going to distract her by scratching on her and talking to her, and it's not going to sting forever. It's not going to be the last thing that she's aware of.
Nope. We went through it before.
No snacks.
But the biggest thing is, and I'm one of these, never let an animal suffer.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe in it. Just don't.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Got tumors on my eyes now. Yeah. We don't walk no more.
But anyways, thanks for doing it. I know I paid you. I get it. But anyways, thanks.
You're welcome.
They may tell me a lot at the appointment, or they may tell me nothing. Like, they may barely be able to talk. But yeah, I'm really aware that that moment is just a really pivotal moment in their life with that animal, because it's the end of their animal's life.
I mean, years ago we started a bad habit. If we went out on Friday night or whatever night we go out, we'd always bring them back something. I'm going to tell you, you come back in the house and you didn't bring her something, she will whine like a kid.
Yeah, they got us trained, don't they?
Oh, wicked. And when she passed gas, she'd look around for somebody else. Have you ever seen a dog do that?
Yes.
She does. She'd pass gas, she'd look right around at her mother. And I'm like, Lisa, that dog knows. I didn't. But you could tell. Yes, you good girl. Who is? Who is a spoiled brat? Who is a spoiled brat? Yeah.
They've been through things. Sometimes people will say, he helped me through my cancer treatment, or she was right there for my difficult divorce. I mean, with people, it's complicated. Talking does not help us, you know? Like, we're trying to figure out what the other person wants. They're trying to figure out what we want. And it's so simple with animals. Like, we don't have to talk. We don't need it. There's nothing to say. It's just about love.
So I've got everything ready.
Yep. So you want to put her in a bed? Because she loves her beds.
Well, I think...
Or she can go on the floor.
She's fine where she is.
Yep, she
loves
it.
It'll be easy for me to be here.
Yep.
And then you can talk to her and pet her and be...
Yep, I'm going to get some more treats.
Okay.
Here you go. It's okay.
All right.
You're okay.
You're a good girl.
Yeah. You're okay. You're a good girl. Gona.
Good girl.
Kona, here, treat.
Good girl.
Another one.
So I'm just going to go slow with this.
You're okay.
Go.
Who's a good girl? You've been a good, good girl. Yes, you have.
Even if someone is talkative and they're talking to me through the whole appointment, things get really quiet right at that moment. Her heart stopped.
Mm. She'll be up with her grandfather having dinner tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, thank you for everything you've done. And you're very, very knowledgeable.
Well, thanks.
It's a really peaceful, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being such a good family for Kona.
Mm.
I'm sure she had a wonderful life with you guys.
If she was a child or an adult, she partied like a rock star. Oh my God, she was everywhere. But yeah.
Yeah.
She definitely didn't need to suffer no more.
No. No, you saved her all that.
People say to me, oh, your job must be so hard. And there are things about it that are hard, but it's not what people think. And the part about it that is so great is that I get like the front seat, you know, for meaningful stuff where their animal's lifetime of the love that they have given them is like right there. And I am privileged to witness that. I feel so lucky to get to do this.
This is Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.